Okay, I guess in honor of Rabbi Penner, starting with Tefillah Inyanim, we'll talk about a Tefillah Inyan today. The Inyan that we're going to talk about is the bracha Achas Me'ein Sheva that we say on Friday night after Shmona Esrei. A lot of attention sometimes is paid to the V'shamru B'nei Yisrael Shabbos, but then right after that, there's another paragraph that gets recited. Where does this come from, and what's it all about? And we're going to find a particular nafkamina for this time of year. The Gemara in Shabbos and the Chav Dalim and Beis tells us that they were misaking this special paragraph mishum sakana, because otherwise it would be dangerous. What would be dangerous otherwise? Rashi explains that very often people would arrive late to shul on Friday night, if you could imagine such a thing. And since the shul was located outside of the yeshuv, so if everyone would if they would finish davening too quickly, and the people were to stay longer, the people who came late were to stay longer, they'd be left all alone outside, and they would have to come back alone at night, and that could be a very dangerous thing. So we extended the tefillah so that they wouldn't be all alone, and that way that solved the problem of sakana. Nowadays when people come late, they still leave the same time as everybody else anyway, somehow magically that always happens, but that was the concern, that it would be an Indian of sakana. It's not abundantly clear from the Gemara whether it was instituted for the latecomers to be yotzei tefillah with the bracha achas mein shava in lieu of tefillah, or whether it was just an add-on to the tefillah just to make tefillah longer so that they can say the regular tefillah. So that seems to be a machlokas. The Bir Agra and Reish Samaches if Yud Gimel seems to assume the first way. Rashi on the Gemara seems to assume the second way. Interestingly, the Tur quotes from a Sefer Chassidim that tells us a Maisa b'Chassid Echad, that he saw a Chassid Acher b'Moso, that he saw him in a dream or something. He saw Pan of Marikos. He saw the person's complexion was all messed up. Amar Lei, Lama Panach Marikos. So yes, what's the matter with you? Amar Lo, he says, oh, you know why I'm suffering in the next world? Mipnei Shayisi Medaber b'Veichulu b'Shas Shatzibur Yomroso u'b'Birchas Magin Avos b'Dvaro u'b'Yiskadel, because I used to talk during this time of davening, during specifically that end of tefillah on Friday night. I used to engage in conversation, and that's why I'm suffering in the Olam HaEmes as a result of that. So that gets quoted in Halacha from the Sefer Chassidim. The interesting element of this that relates to this time of year in particular, that the Torah quotes in Simon Reish Samaches from Rav Amram Gon, that if a person forgets to daven a Shabbos Tikkun Shmona Esrei on Friday night, so machzirin also, he has to daven again. But he quotes Rav Moshe Gon, who disagrees, and says that a yachid shetov lo hiskir ata kiddash b'lal Shabbos im shama mishat magin avos bedvaro shi birch sachs mein sheva mei rosh v'yatzov yatzi yidei chavaso. Person messed up, said the wrong Shmona Esrei Friday night, but he got the brach achs mein sheva, he's yotzei Shmona Esrei. He doesn't have to repeat Shmona Esrei. The Torah then adds from Rav Nachum Naigon that if afilu lo espal sheva brachos klal, even a person missed out Shmona Esrei entirely. It's not that he just forgot the element of Shabbos in the Shmona Esrei. Didn't say Shmona Esrei at all. V'shama mipishat magin avos merosh v'yatzov yotzei de chavaso. But he heard a shliach tzibur say magin avos beginning to end, he's yotzei his tefillah. That's what the Torah quotes from Rav Nachum Naigon. The Torah says, I have two problems with this. First of all, how can you be yotzei with magin avos? It doesn't even have all the words of tefillah. It's one thing you're going to tell me you skipped that yalav yavo by accident. So you listen to the chazaras hashatz with the yalav yavo, you heard all the words of tefillah, so you can be yotzei. That I could understand, but this doesn't even have all the words that you were supposed to say. Second of all, he says this is assuming that even bezmanenu, where the shliach tzibur patters the yachid in tefillah, we generally do not assume that way. So Beis Yosef suggests to defend Rav Nachum Naigon that we rely on magin avos even though it doesn't have the full text, and even though we generally don't rely on the shliach tzibur being motzias, because tefillah sarvus rishus. So since tefillah sarvus rishus, we can take certain leniency, and you can rely on the shliach tzibur saying magin avos. And that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, la'alacha. Shulchan Aruch in Reish Samaches, if Yud Gimel says that you're yotzei if you hear the shliach tzibur say magin avos, even though you skipped Shmona Esrei. A wild chiddush, that's what Shulchan Aruch says. Mishra Brura writes, you should say it word for word together with the shliach tzibur, so that you don't have to be relying on the idea that you're being yotzei from the shliach tzibur. And Mishra Brura says, if you realize that you skipped Shmona Esrei, I don't know how you wouldn't realize, but if you realize before the shliach tzibur says magin avos, it's still better to say Shmona Esrei yourself. But once you've already heard magin avos from the shliach tzibur, then we paskin that you're actually yotzei the shliach tzibur. So here's where it comes out an interesting chiddush lahalacha. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Shulchan Aruch Chaim Simon Kuf Yudalid Sif Hey. What if a person forgot Mashiv Haruach on Friday night? So normally the halach is you forget Mashiv Haruach Merad Geshem. What do you have to do? You repeat Shemon Esrei. But what if you forgot Mashiv Haruach on Friday night? Says Rabbi Kivegri, you don't have to repeat Shemon Esrei, because even if you missed the entire Shemon Esrei, you wouldn't have to repeat Shemon Esrei. You could be yotzei with the Me'ein Sheva. So if you forget Mashiv Haruach, you for sure don't have to repeat Shemon Esrei. Why? Because you yotzei the Me'ein Sheva. Where in Me'ein Sheva do we mention Mashiv Haruach Merad Geshem? Nowhere. But he says it can't be that a person could be yotzei the entire Shemon Esrei with the Me'ein Sheva, but when he just skipped Mashiv Haruach, and he said all seven brachas, he just skipped Mashiv Haruach, that the Me'ein Sheva, that the real Shemon Esrei won't be good enough. If the Me'ein Sheva without Mashiv Haruach Merad Geshem is good enough, the Sheva without Mashiv Haruach Merad Geshem has to be good enough. That's Rabbi Kiveger's Chiddush. So the Marsham in a couple of places, and the Kleisenberg Rebbe in Divrei Yitziv, Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Chav Beis, they extend this to someone who forgot Yalav Yavo and Shabbos Chol HaMoed as well. That if you forget Yalav Yavo, normally you have to repeat, Brachach Smein Sheva, you Yotze, even though there's no mention of Yom Tov in the actual text. Rav Asher Weiss, in the newly printed Minchas Asher on Sefer Bereishis, in Simon Zion of the new printing, is a new essay that he added into the new printing that wasn't in the previous printing, points out that the halacha that you yotzei with the Me'ein Sheva, he thinks against Rabbi Kiveger, is only during the summertime. It's only when you're not saying Mashiv Haruach. But when otherwise you'd have to say Mashiv Haruach, you can't be yotzei with the Me'ein Sheva. And then he says, Amna mistafinu mechavroi. But I'm afraid of everyone yelling at me that I'm saying too great of a chiddush to go against Rabbi Kiveger. Kiven shalori isi sefer, smile. Because I haven't found anyone that says such a svara. Rav Asher also finds it strange that Friday night Shemon Esrei would have a different halacha than every other Shemon Esrei. Every other Shemon Esrei, you forget Mashiv Haruach, you got to repeat the whole Shemon Esrei. And then, pumped Friday night, you're not going to have to repeat Shemon Esrei. He finds it very strange.
What if you don't hear the words, you're just not being halacha, and then you realize after the main Shabbat is over?
Yeah, so then in Echanami, you'd have to repeat Shemon Esrei, right? But, according to Rabbi Kiveger, you wouldn't. It has nothing to do with Me'ein Sheva. According to Rabbi Kiveger, your saying the seven brachos can't be worse than the Me'ein Sheva. And if you're Yotzei with Me'ein Sheva, then when you yourself said all seven brachos, of course you're going to be Yotzei. It can't be worse than the Me'ein Sheva. So that's the Chiddush of Rabbi Kiveger. It's a wild Chiddush. Rav Ashrei says more pashut. You have to say that it must be a halacha only for the summertime in order to make it all work. Then Rav Ashrei quotes from a Chavos Yoyer in the Makor Chaim that if you forgot Mincha on Erev Shabbos, you could use the Me'ein Sheva as your tashlumin for Mincha. Rav Ashrei says that's a Chiddush Atzum and Mestaver Tvei Shetzarech Lashlum B'Tzvi. Much more logical that you have to be mashlim the full tefillah. Now, the one halacha that everyone knows about this bracha, just bears mentioning, is that this bracha is only recited in a minyan kavua. The Torah quotes from the Avi HaEzri that a yachid doesn't say it because it was instituted for sakonas mazikin, for people who relate to shul, and the Beis Yosef quotes from the smag in the name of the Ri that it's a bracha levatala to say it if you're davening biyachidus, or even in a not a minyan kavua, in a minyan that's not a minyan Kavua, and the Mechaber Reish Samaches Siv Ches says they ain't a Yachid Omer Osa. The Beis Yosef quotes from Agos Mordechai in the name of the Gaonim that even a Yachid does say it, and the Ramah says that if a Yachid wants to be Machmir, he can say it below Psicha below Chasima, meaning he's not allowed to risk a Bracha Levatala. He could just say the middle paragraph, and then he says that the common practice anyway is for the entire Tzibur to say the middle paragraph, for each individual to say the middle paragraph, and just listen to the beginning and the end from the Shliach Tzibur. But the Mishabura makes 2 points about that. First of all, he points out that the Yikar Takana was for the Shliach Tzibur to say it. So even though we happen to have a minug that everybody says that middle section of it, the Shliach Tzibur should repeat that middle section of the Me'ein Sheva, because that it was meant to be said by Shliach Tzibur and everybody listening. So he shouldn't just sing it along with everybody else and then just continue with the last paragraph. He should repeat that paragraph. Second point the Mishnah Berurah makes is that you don't say it when davening once in a place, but kishayesh kviyus al eze yamin, and v'yesh sefer Torah etzlam, if it has a little bit more of a feel of a minyan kavua, even though it's not a shul that functions 7 days a week, three tefillos a day, but they have a sefer Torah there, and you're there for a while, so let's say in camp, you're only there for a couple of months, so that's enough of a minyan kavua, certainly, that you would, they would say maganavos. That's a pretty obvious one. There are some that are less obvious. Friday night minyan, every single Shabbos they meet, having a sefer Torah there seems to matter. It seems to make some sort of a difference. In Minchas Yitzchak, he says that if it's a regular Friday night minyan and there's a sefer Torah, that you can say it. Rav Meisha writes in Nigros Moshe Chelik Dalid, Simon Samach Tesos Gimel, even without a Sefer Torah, if it's a regular Friday night minyan. As long as it's a regular minyan, for that tefillah even, that would be enough for it to be considered a minyan kavua. There are other exceptions when it comes to this particular times on the calendar, a Beis Chasanim and a Beis Avelim, there's a minyan, we're knowing not to say it, that's Paskin Shulchan Aruch. You look in Simon Reish Samach Tes in the second half of the Simon and you'll fill in all the rest of the details. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you.